For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If his precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sin, that makes you a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach the goal. For the battle's almost over, we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, singing praises to the captain of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me member of the blood-washed
band. On different subject of the end times, of the tribulation, how things will come to pass. But the Lord has directed me to preach on how to escape that awful place and to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally. For there is a liberty that comes to a heart of a person that has a relationship with God. You may be born again by the Spirit of God, but do you have liberty in your heart? The things that you did in the past, are you at liberty? Are you free from them? When people come against you, are you free from that? when you look into the future, do you have peace about the future? Can you discern the signs of the times? Do we know that we are fast approaching the time of the tribulation and the rapture of the church? Do you understand that the Bible teaches us that these things will come to pass? If you have a relationship with God, these things will start to manifest in your heart. You will begin to understand the script of God, the script that God wrote. You will see that He has a timetable and a plan. And as you progress in that, liberty and freedom comes to your heart. The Bible teaches us, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Liberty comes at the price, because that price is spending time in the word of God and spending time with your God, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So today I will be teaching on this interesting subject, getting to know this God, being at peace, and not being afraid of what's coming, because I believe many Christians have a problem with that. They are terribly afraid of what's coming. So they need to understand and see what God is trying to show us, especially those who are in religion. They may think they know God, but do they really? Do they know in their heart that they are a child of God? Does the Spirit witness to their spirit that they are the sons of the living God? And that also means the women of the living God. The Bible is very clear. We need to understand these things. So today, before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, kindness, love. I ask that you will anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding that the scripture talk about come at a price. You have to continue in the word of God, and you have to have a relationship and experience with God. That peace then can fill your heart. And many people today don't seem to understand that a relationship with Jesus comes because you understand your salvation. You have had an experience. And of course, once you have an experience with God, the relationship is not far behind, because how can a person have an experience with somebody? How can he understand and see something clearly and just then be nonchalant about it? When I had my first experience with God, when I became born again, on that day I started studying the Word of God with a passion, and the experience and the joy in the Holy Ghost came as a result. In Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 18, it tells us, "Come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be wool." So God is giving you a very interesting scripture here that he wants us to understand. Regardless how your past is, you come and reason together with God, the judge of the universe, and you will become clean and holy. And that is done only through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the one that was sacrificed for our sin. In the Old Testament, the Jewish nation had to sacrifice a lamb for their forgiveness. Now we have Jesus who became that sacrifice. And there are prophecies in the Word of God King David, when you study the Psalms and the stories of King David, you see and understand that King David is often referenced in prophecy to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to understand these things. There would be a prophecy in the Psalms talking about King David, which would mean actually the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Acts chapter 13 in verse 36. For David, after he served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep. He died and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But Jesus, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. So you see all the prophecies about David that are for the future were actually about the Lord Jesus Christ, because King David died, he saw corruption, but our Lord Jesus Christ rose again on the third day and saw no corruption. Now, let's look at what Acts chapter 13 in verse 38 tells us. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached the forgiveness of your sin. Who is this man? Through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. By him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. That is a very interesting scripture. The children of Israel would bring sacrifices, bulls and goats and lambs, but their sin were covered. So it tells us, by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. These sacrifices that were made were only temporary until the Lord Jesus Christ came and brought us the real sacrifice, where he took away the sin of the world once and for all. But there is a catch. You have to accept that salvation. You have to take it for yourself. Knowing about it is not taking it. Think, there are scriptures in the Bible that teaches us that very strongly. Knowing about Jesus, knowing about salvation, will not do you any good if you don't accept it. The Jewish nation knew about the law. They were into the law. And when Jesus came along, they rejected Jesus. Thus, they were rejected by God for a time and a season. And now they have been brought back in, and God is going to work with them again. But what I see in many religious organizations today, they do exactly what the Jewish people did. The Jewish people were into the law. They rejected the grace of God. Thus, they were rejected by God for a season. And this is what's going to happen to the religious person who rejects Jesus. You're going to be rejected by God because you're determined that your law and your religious organization are what's going to save you. No, it tells us by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by your religion. That is a paraphrase here. The Jews could not be justified by the laws of Moses, and they had to turn to Jesus like the Gentiles have. This is what's going to happen in the future for them. So we need to understand that. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 15. But even unto this day, listen to this. Even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. For you who are in religion, If you're going to insist on your religious ideologies to save you from your sin, to bring you into the kingdom of God, the veil is going to stay over your heart. You're not going to see the grace of God. Nevertheless, it says, when you turn to the Lord, the veil will be lifted and you will see and understand. I grew up in a religious system. The veil was open, was over my heart. I did not understand Christianity. I did not understand grace. I did not understand salvation until one day I read of the grace of God and I accepted it for myself and the veil was lifted. Now I can say, like the Apostle Paul, whatever I did in the past, whatever I counted for righteousness in the past, I now count it all as dung, that I may receive the righteousness of God. So it tells us in Second Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now here is the punchline I'm getting to. I want to set you at liberty. I want you to set you free from yourself, from your past, and from the future. You may be worried about your future. You may be being persecuted and condemned by your past from Satan. You may not know where you're going. You need the liberty of God. You need the peace that passes all understanding. And if you have the Spirit of God, then you will have that liberty. So God wants us to see that a relationship with Jesus brings liberty. And then once you have that liberty, he gives us a warning in Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. And I see that in many Christians. They have liberty when they become born again. They see and understand. They see the grace of God. And then after a while, they're not pursuing God. They don't go after the things of God. They go back into religion. They go back into the do's and don'ts. Thus, they again become entangled in the bondages of religion. And this happens all over the world. You need to be set free from the bondages of Satan. And the only way that can happen is if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you will have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then that scripture will become very clear to you. Seek you first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. This is exactly what happens when a relationship with Jesus is sought. The things of this world start to make sense. You then begin to see what God has in mind. So for those of you who are not born again by the Spirit of God, you need to come to this Christ. For this time of salvation for you is now, when you're alive on this earth. Once that time passes, this chance of becoming a Christ one will never come back again. So the Bible says, redeem the time, take advantage of that time, and become a child of the kingdom of God, where we will spend our eternity looking in wonder and amazement as he reveals us his glories. So open your heart to that and become a blessing to yourself.
All my life I've been told there really was no doubt where I was headed, what hell was all about. From the depths of my despair I cried unto the Lord when He reached out His hand to me, a new man was born.
One drop of His blood is all that it took to cleanse and complete, wash me whiter than the snow. Up there
since Jesus set me free, rescued from religion and the hopelessness of sin. Peace now that I have found began to unfold. In fellowship I have with Him worth more than any gold.
One drop of His blood is all that it took to cleanse and complete, wash me whiter than the snow. Up there on that cross He hung all my shame, redeemed and forgiven, I've been born. Redeemed and forgiven, I've been born again. I've been born again.
When the Holy Spirit gave the Apostle Paul the message on liberty and freedom, the Apostle Paul understood it completely. But he wants us to understand and see what pure true liberty is. It's total freedom. You're not worried about your past. You don't care what people say about you. You don't really worry what's going on in the future because you know that God is in control. And most of all, you're looking for that glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ because in your heart you're free. You're free from this world. You're ready to be with your God. That's true freedom. That's true liberty. But the Apostle Paul, through the Holy Spirit, also gives us a warning. For he tells us in Galatians chapter 5 in verse 13, "For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." So there is a warning. If you're totally free, and I have seen people who have taken advantage of the liberty which they were in. For instance, when you read the story of King David, he understood the liberty of God completely. And sometimes he took advantage of it. If you study what the life of King David was about, you saw he took advantage of the liberty. He had to pay for it, but the Bible teaches us that his heart never left God. God had to chasten him every now and then, but his heart never left God. He was a man after God's heart. So the Bible teaches us here, do not use liberty, do not use this freedom for the occasion of the flesh, because you will fall into problems. And that has been proven over and over again throughout Christian history. God wants us to stay clean and pure so that we will not hurt ourselves. Now listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. Flee fornication. And that seems to be the biggest problem with humanity. They fall into fornication. They fall into sexual sin. And Satan knows that, and he knows how to get people. Today it's pornography. People get more out of pornography than out of committing adultery or out of having fornication. That has been a proven fact. So stay away from these things. It tells us, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. And then he goes on to say, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So here he tells us, stay away from that stuff, for you don't belong to yourself. You were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. For the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10 in verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. What an incredible situation the believer is in. Even though he may fall, even though he may fail, he is still perfect in the eyes of God. Yes, when you fall into sin, you may have to pay here on this earth. You may have to pay the consequences. But as far as your salvation is concerned, the Bible teaches us that your spirit has been perfected forever by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So for those, there is a freedom for you that you can have. And it is given for free. You come to Jesus by faith. For the Bible teaches us that the righteousness of God is faith in Christ Jesus. We have been made right, holy, and pure simply by believing and accepting what Jesus did for us at the cross. Many people understand the way of salvation, but they do not accept it. I know a person who clearly understands the way of salvation, but he does not accept it. Knowing about it is not going to help you. You have to accept it for yourself. So open your heart to these incredible truths. Become a child of God. For the Lord is willing, none shall perish. And we are fast running out of time. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.